Welcome to episode 182 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio. We're going to start off this week the track by Coma or Com A. This is Heartwarming Creature.
vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat is schitterende drager. Stel vooruit, ga op hun pad niet tot grond kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen en verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Prachtige kleuren, hè? Dat is nou Beopost. Het is gemakkelijk en het scheelt je guldens per film. Je stopt je film in zo'n envelop en die gaat naar een moderne ontwikkelcentrale, waar je foto's worden afgedrukt op dat luxe zijde mappapier. Je krijgt ze snel per post thuis bezorgd en omdat zoveel mensen Beopost gebruiken, betaal je een superlage prijs voor het afdrukken. 60 cent per foto. Ah, ah, die heb ik zelf nodig. Je kunt ze gratis krijgen bij de tabaks- en levensmiddelenhandel.
Beopost.
Haal zo'n envelop, daar staat alle informatie op.
Nu met gratis fotomapje en fototips.
Er is weer volop vers fruit. Het goede moment om zelf jam te maken. Met Van Ginsen geleisuiker gaat het snel en lukt het altijd. Je eigen jam, daar kan toch niets tegenop?
Van Ginsen geleisuiker. In 4 minuutjes de heerlijkste jam.
Van Ginsen.
Ritchie.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Ritchie,
maar
open om je
lijf.
This is a $9 million, 275,000 pound Atlas Agena rocket. Today it circles the globe at a speed of over 18,000 miles an hour in little more than 80 minutes.
I say, this is absurd.
Gentlemen, I have on deposit at Baring's Bank the sum of 20,000 pounds.
I'm in pursuit of a very cunning, very slippery criminal.
There are no civilians. We are all at war.
Stay here and I'll kill them.
This is civilization's jungle, after the jackals of society have ruthlessly ravaged it, ending the world of decency.
I killed 2 men.
I tried to kill them too, but I missed. I just wasn't a good enough shot.
The lawless are on the loose, making it necessary for law-abiding citizens to make their own law.
When I get going, fire a shot over their heads. Maybe that'll upset them.
After all these years, I thought I knew you, but you turn out to be a stranger.
We are fighting for our lives, Anne. My family must survive.
It's the most shocking experience of their lives. It can happen to you.
Stay away from my trailer.
What are you going to do? Call the cops?
With the new highway patrol.
Nothing!
Why is it that we usually ignore the fourth dimension? You see, we can move in the other three. As the doctor said, up, down, forwards, backwards, sideways. But when it comes to time, we are prisoners. If that machine can do what you see it can, destroy it, George, before it destroys you.
Every moment is a year, hurtling through the atomic wars of the future on an incredible excursion into the unknown. What are the people like? Is this the human race of the future? Or is this the Morlocks, fiendish creatures who live in a weird underground world? And the Eloi, the tranquil sunshine people, who the Morlocks dominate and maintain like cattle, luring them below with the hypnotic wail of the sirens to feed upon them in cannibalistic horror.
Strange, terrifying, mysterious force. Later, at one and the same time, a child was born to every woman in the village. Children that grew to look like beautiful youngsters, behind whose fiery, hypnotic eyes lurked the demon forces of another world.
They're not human. They ought to be destroyed.
Forces put to such sinister use that it became a national emergency.
We are gathered here as advisors, as scientists, as government experts.
Have we established anything about the origins of these children?
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America First. Every decision will be made to benefit American workers and American families. America will start winning again, winning like never before. I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down. Do not allow anyone to tell you that it cannot be done. No challenge can match the heart and fight and spirit of America. We will not fail. Our country will thrive and prosper again. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
For your special Passover offering of $1,000 or more, as the Holy Spirit leads, you will also receive the beautiful 10-inch Waterford Crystal Cross. Don't miss your moment to release seven supernatural blessings and provision into your life.
The book of Psalms, chapter 18, verses 37 to 42, King David writes, I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and did not turn back till they were consumed. I thrust them through so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet.
For
you equipped me with strength for the battle. You made
We shall have world government, whether we like it or not. The only question is, if world government will be accomplished
by conquest
or consent.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bloodiest thing that ever happened. Four innocent young actresses who thought they were making just another movie, but didn't know they were making the ultimate movie.
You will feel the pain, and you will not flinch from it.
No, the film that could only be made in South America, where life is fatal.
It was a violent summer storm. Millions of volts slashed the earth.
That was the worst storm we've had since I was knee-high to a duck.
Was ist denn mit euch los? Seid ihr verrückt geworden? Was habe ich euch denn getan?
Ach, weißt du, ich kann Leute nicht leiden, die sich wie Vollidioten benehmen. Außerdem gefällt mir deine Nase nicht.
Was hast du gegen meine Nase? Eure Nasen sind bestimmt auch nicht schöner.
Das mag ja sein, aber das ist doch gar nicht so wichtig.
Heftige Detonation.
Jedenfalls.
Kennst du dieses Zeichen,
Kleiner? Meiner steht draußen, das Auto bei dir.
Ich weiß nicht.
Was siehst du dich?
Begrapscht er dich?
Meine Güte, meine Güte.
Ausgerechnet. Wer das Mädchen begrapscht, wird rausgeschmissen. Komm, mein Freund.
Du weißt nicht, wie du vorgehst.
Und du haltest gleich hinter dir, mein kleiner Halbfetter. Das artet deine Arbeit aus.
Lass deine Stille, du. Wo bin ich?
Das zeige ich dir gleich, du.
Diese Schande. Da wird man von seinem eigenen rausschmeißen.
Was ist
das? Haben Sie an den verkauft, dass er uns alle rausschmeißen darf?
Geht zurück zu Mutti Smith. Ich weiß nicht, wenn ich wäre, verstanden?
Hey, Chef.
Dieses Milchgesicht ist kein Partner für uns. Komm,
geh mir vor.
Verdammter
Hund!
Der
Besitzer hier. Ein gefährlicher Mann.
Das ist eure Schuld.
Wir sind Profis.
Ihr seid Straßenkehrer, keine Ballermänner.
Chef, das
erst hat dieses Monster mein Auto zu Schrott gefahren, dann hat er den Bananenpreis gedrückt. Jede Stunde kostet mich viel Geriebenes. Dann wird er auch noch rausschmeißen in meinem eigenen Lokal. Das überlebe ich nicht.
Die Patsche hat Schmerzen. Er nimmt sich alles so zu Herzen.
Das Ganze ist eine absolute Konspiration. Eine Bananentranspiration.
Wenn du mich nicht mitgenommen hättest, hätte ich barfuß im Park schlafen müssen.
Da ist er wieder. Trampel, das
Ich arbeite eben zu.
And now for the news. Firefighters are back on the job this morning. They returned early today after union representatives and city officials
$15 an ounce in Europe and declined $8 in New York.
Two gunmen assassinated a Turkish embassy official and seriously wounded another in a hail of automatic weapon fire on a street in Paris.
Today, six American Nazis and Nazi supporters pleaded innocent to federal charges that they conspired to set off explosives in the metropolitan area.
Three Malaysian Chinese were hanged here Wednesday for illegal possession of firearms, bringing to nine.
Especially from highly motivated.
total confidence in any form of government. The threat of universal war is a daily possibility. As you know, we ourselves do not need to hold any visible office of leadership. As a matter of fact, it's better that we do not. If we control the finances, news media, food, transportation, energy, we control everything. It is important that you, as world leaders, keep our program before your country. With our World Bank and computer program operational, we now have the capacity to control the financial affairs of every human being on Earth by giving each person his own computer number. Anytime his number is used, he would know his financial situation at once. He could not buy or sell anything without his computer number. It will simplify their lifestyles tremendously. The end result will be a one-world monetary and government system that we alone will control. Yes?
What about the people who forget their number or their cards are lost or stolen?
We've made provisions for that. By using this laser imprinter, we can painlessly and permanently affix the person's number to the back of his hand or his forehead if he so desires.
Hey, yeah, you smear of a spider! Beast is on it! Fowler, smear of a beast!
This is a typical cafe in West London. Tim comes here often to study in the morning. There is nothing better than a good cup of tea to start the day off on the right foot. A man asks if they can share a table. Sure, says Tim, no problem at all. Mother always says it's important to be polite. The stranger says his name is Frank, and soon enough they start a friendly conversation. Frank seems to have a great sense of humor, and it doesn't take long before he wins Tim's confidence. Frank seems like a fine man. What Tim doesn't know is that Frank is a homosexual, a man who is physically attracted to people of the same sex. This highly dangerous, highly contagious disease affects thousands of youngsters every year.
It's been blowing pot. It just happens that I work in a junior high school.
It's Kenneth Shore, Mr. Daniels.
Kenneth Shore?
Well, Ken was absent today. I called his home this afternoon, but couldn't raise anyone. What's he been up to? Not only that, I've got a bunch of new teachers. They're the ones I'd like to see educated about the drug scene in our junior high schools. A few dig what's going on, but most of them don't. Some wouldn't even know pot from potato peelings. One or two don't even care. It's the same with the pills.
Is she dead?
No, ma'am. Not yet. This picture was taken at 10 p.m. The girl lived until midnight.
Why is she lying on the floor?
The officers were waiting for an ambulance. Now, overdose victims are subject to convulsions. Unlike a bed, they can't fall off a floor.
Pep pills, Benzedrine, known as Benny's or White's, is the most common. Others are Dexedrine and Dexamil. The kids call them Dexies. They're exactly what the name implies, pep pills. They're rough on the body. They cause hyperactivity, intoxication, sleeplessness, reckless behavior. They speed up the pulse rate and cause distortion in time and space perception. Goofballs or barbiturates are depressant hypnotic drugs.
Preliminary stages, including the dispossession of large landowners, the Chinese Reds forced complete collectivization and eliminated even the smallest private ownership of land. 20 million who objected were executed. There is a warning to others with their ideas.
Scabies is a skin condition that results from the human itch mite burrowing under the skin to live and feed, typically resulting in varying levels of discomfort and distress on the part of the human host. The parasite is widespread and not specific to any geographical location or socioeconomic condition. While prolonged skin-to-skin contact is the most commonly recognized method of transmission, the mites can survive for up to 4 days off of humans and easily pass from one person to another via infested bedding, furniture, towels, and similar items. Fortunately, modern treatments have shortened the recovery time of humans infected with the parasite. However, it is highly advisable to implement a thorough cleaning regimen to eliminate the potential for further spread and infestation. Scabies infestations typically involve extreme itching in the infected area, rashes, sores, and thickly crusted skin.
How do you quit cussing, as we would say in the South, or cursing, as you would say up the way? I'm a Christian, and I'm struggling with cuss words, and I would like to hear your suggestion on how to stop using these crude words. Set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness. Are you listening? And filthy words come out of my mouth. I'm showing him in a bad light.
I'm a hero.
I never changed my mind about that. You certainly did not. You say, I have to change my mind about those things. Well, sure you do.
Going on. Step 3. Trust no one. If a dictatorship rules your country, you don't know who you can trust. Your neighbor, your best friend, even your family could be against you. Anyone could be a spy, so be careful what you say to everyone. If you disagree with the dictatorship, you'll never know who might be listening in on your conversations. Step 4. Keep your head down. People who stand out from the crowd by expressing their views will be the first to disappear. To survive, let people know you do not oppose the dictatorship. Fall into line and follow the rules. Take extra care if you are part of a minority group. And we're not just talking about race. Any minority group can be targeted. Your religious views, sexual orientation, and other factors could be a target of persecution. Step 5. Flee the country.
In the jungles and at the headwaters of Africa, the dark continent,
there's death a dozen times over down the river.
You promised.
Well, I'm taking my promise back.
I never dreamed that any experience could be so stimulating.
Gallantry, intrigue, and adventure in the tumultuous days of England's crusaders. The brave, preening Norman knight. There he was, spurring into the lists to champion the innocent, to defend the right.
I read an article some time ago. It was about classic archaeology, of all things. And one particular piece of information has haunted me. That one of the telltale signs of an ancient brothel in the pagan world was that you'd always find a large number of baby skeletons nearby.
Ascariasis. Ascariasis is a type of roundworm infection caused by the parasite Ascaris lumbricoide that infects humans in the small intestine. Ascariasis is one of the most common worm infections all over the world. It is more prevalent in tropical or subtropical areas where there are poor and no modern sanitation. Most infections are mild, but if left untreated, it can spread to another part of the body and lead to dangerous complications such as inflammation of the abdominal cavity lining, bowel obstruction, inflammation of the pancreas, inflammation of the gallbladder. What does the World Health Organization have to say about ascariasis? The World Health Organization explains that eggs produced by the worm are found in soil contaminated with human feces.
As long as there is danger that aeroplanes will drop gas-filled bombs, instruction in anti-gas measures will be an essential feature of a nurse's training. I wonder if it is realized that in every country in the world, people are having training in the use of gas masks. Other countries have not stopped at teaching their soldiers. And while there is the danger of gas attack by aeroplane, we must do as they do. That is what he says.
The distal penis is enclosed in a rubber glove. An incision is made from above the penis and carried around the base of the penile shaft and down through the midline of the scrotum. The various structures of the penis are isolated and divided with care to leave enough of the urethra for drainage. Cutaneous tissues and the skin are closed in layered sutures over drains placed in the region. Amputation of penis. Partial. Complete. The physician removes a portion or complete of the penis due to disease or mutilating injury. Amputation of penis, radical, with bilateral inguinofemoral lymphadenectomy.
Radio 9000, officer in trouble.
When you got the biggest ripoff of the decade in the murder Police. Capital of the world, you've got more than trouble. You've got disaster.
As of this moment, I am your candidate for governor.
It's gonna get solved, or the town's gonna explode.
There was no police protection. Now, if it'd been a white affair, wouldn't you have had a half dozen cops on duty?
You're gonna take a slug at me and make it good.
I'll do better than that.
No matter what happens, he loses. Sergeant Jesse Williams used to be an all-pro. Now he's in a different league.
This may sound crazy, but you and I working together, make it all fit. Break this thing, Danny.
Another hot flash. Thanks, but no thanks, Sergeant. It's my case. If I need you, I'll ask for your help.
I don't believe you, pig. You're just all alike. You don't believe anybody, do you? I bet you don't even believe each other.
Beautiful Roby, the hooker who couldn't stay out of trouble. Verdi, the sweet Mac. Verdi's out after the big score. Detroit 9000, the number that spells trouble.
Go for it, you bastard.
When it comes to women, they come to him. But it's still not enough. He wants a big score. $1 million in cash.
This is a chance, and I want to take it. Now, before I have to kill somebody. Before somebody ices me.
Can Harlem dudes beat the system?
I'll tell you what I know. I know that, in fact, too many kids that begin with pot end up with heroin, then on to LSD. I know that if you drink, you suffer a loss of judgment. If you drink to excess. But I also know that judgment returns when you sober up. I know, and so do you. When you flip out on an acid trip, you never know when you're going to slip out again. This is now, Bentley, not a couple of years ago. We've had time now to see and study the effects of LSD. People who haven't had a dose in weeks sail out on another trip. They never know when. The minute they drop one acid capsule or ingest it in any way, they bought the farm. They've lost any chance to depend on and even restore that most precious of all inner senses, judgment. And in my way of thinking, without judgment, you might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
We were talking about marijuana.
We still are. Marijuana is the flame. Heroin is the fuse. LSD is the bomb. So don't you try to equate liquor with marijuana, mister. Not with me. You may sell that jazz to another pothead, but not to somebody who spends most of their time holding some sick kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when his knees get enough starch back in him so he can stand up and empty his pockets, you can bet he'll turn out a stick or two of marijuana. And you can double your money, he'll be holding a sugar cube or a cap or two.
World War III has begun. Anti-global community forces have launched a full-out attack across the planet. In the U.S., heavy fighting is taking place across the country, and there are now unconfirmed reports of militia and new strikes. New York, Chicago, and Washington are all under fire at this time, as GC forces engage with militia terrorists. Reports of heavy widespread damage and casualties continue to come in. GC ground, air, and marine forces have now shut down all ways in and out of every major city.
We have no confirmation of non-tactical weapons being deployed, but from the extensive damage and casualties, it appears some weapons of mass destruction have been used.
In London in recent weeks, concern has been voiced regarding subliminal recordings, possibly satanic messages on some rock music recordings.
Operation is simplicity itself. One merely inserts the Luca tongue beneath the eyelid, breaking through the bone, pressing it up into the prefrontal lobe, manipulating it so as to sever the nervous connection of the thalamofrontal radiation to the body of the brain, to demonstrate not only the simplicity but also the speed of the process. I will perform transorbital lobotomy on 10 patients within an hour. These patients will be given mild doses of electroshock to sedate them, although I should point out that the procedure is completely painless. Now we know that lobotomy works, but now we can apply it on a much larger scale. The old way, prefrontal technique, required a full day's work by a surgical team to treat a single patient. In the same time, working alone, I can treat 50. My method is inexpensive, it's fast, and it's safe. Only a little more dangerous than operating to remove an infected tooth. Lobotomy gets them home.
And chronic marijuana users find that sexual activity without the drug is difficult and confusing. Because hard drugs exist in the same circles of dealers and users of marijuana, there is the opportunity, example, and encouragement to transfer for the purpose of a better high. If the transfer is to amphetamines, the person becomes addicted with a single trial, because amphetamines induce a pre-orgasmic sexual response which is associated with the brain and not with the genital, and which will last as long as a person keeps taking the drug. Because of this autosexual excitation, a person will keep taking amphetamines until he is so sick that he has to interrupt his pre-orgasmic state.
Watch this video before it's removed from the internet due to its high power. Discover the hidden power of three cloves and how they can manifest your dreams. This video holds invaluable insights that you won't want to miss.
Red six, but red six, red one.
Los six, mach schon!
Mach ein anderes Gesicht, du siehst doch, dass ich drehe. Das ist ja entsetzlich. Was müssen das für Bestien sein? Unglaublich.
But still they hold out their hands for more, always more. And you encourage them. Well, I'm sick of their stench, of their misery, of their disease. So let them starve, let them die.
Het bont, echt bont van een dier? Maar dat is toch hartstikke zielig?
Zielig? Zielig, weet je wat zielig is? Armoede. Werkeloosheid.
Oorlog en crisis, dat is pas zielig.
Infectious disease. What do we mean by the term? Well, to begin with, it's a condition caused by a living organism. Virus, bacteria and the like. Infectious means that it's what your grandmother might have called catching. It can be passed from one person to another, or sometimes from an animal to man. Disease means that there are visible signs of interaction between the organism and the patient. Fever, for example, is the most common sign. Now, the important question is, how does an infectious disease spread?
He filed a lost aneurysm for kids. How is your marriage doing? Ladies, would you like to learn how to get your husband to love you the way Christ loves the church? Men, would you like your wife to show proper respect? You know there's a Bible way to have a godly marriage? I'm not saying I'm the expert, but we interview in a four-part video teaching series a marriage and family ministry expert, Vince Dacchioli. And we go through the scriptures in four different parts. Part one is God's design for man and woman. Part two is godly roles for husband and wife. Three is sex and intimacy within godly marriage. And also God's plan for divorce. You want to have this important four-part video series available for a suggested donation of $30 if you call our toll-free prayer line at 8.
The airship XY-21, which crashed into the Mediterranean Sea on the 11th, was a single-stage, astro-propelled rocket launched 13 months ago from a site within the United States. The rocket, with its complement of 17 men, had landed on the planet Venus.
Venus?
The planet Venus?
Some of you may also have heard the story of a monster now confined here in Rome Zoo. That beast is from Venus.
Careful, yeah, electric cables! Very close! Ah! Ah!
On an isolated Pacific island, the Navy lands a party of daring scientists to solve the mysterious disappearance of an entire atomic research team. Strange horror strikes first at the plane that brought them.
Perhaps I can help you, Chuck. I think the election was a victory for good government. It might also be called a victory for propaganda. But that would have been equally true if our opponent had won.
But how can you study it?
Well, you can begin by investigating the techniques of propaganda.
I've been working for years in collaboration with Dr. E.M. Jelinek, famed biometrician. Through exact research and analysis, through physiological experimentation, they and their staff have been trying to find out how alcoholics get that way and what can be done about it. In the school's clinics, alcoholics...
In London in recent weeks, concern has been voiced regarding subliminal recordings, possibly satanic messages on some rock music recordings.
This is station LACD, asking you to keep your radio tuned in, even though we go off the air temporarily. The alert is now sounding. Remain calm. You have 5 to 8 minutes, sufficient time to prepare for your safety if you do not become panicky. If you are driving, park immediately, off the street if possible, or close against the curbing.
5 men. Misfits from the four corners of the world. The strangest 5. With nothing in common but their incredible daring. Enlisted against their will in a monstrous crusade, are their extraordinary talents equal to the task of ripping out secret? Now, their lives are linked. Their movements timed to the minute.
So you want to be a dentist. Dental school, the 4-year program and the 6-year dual degree program. Both will certify you to practice as an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. However, the 6-year program will also grant you a Doctor of Medicine degree, or MD. We've covered OMFS in a previous So You Want to Be episode. Prosthodontics is concerned with the replacement of natural teeth with fixed or removable appliances, including dentures, bridges, and implants. The average prosthodontics program is roughly 3 years long. Periodontics is concerned with the gums and underlying bone and tissues that support the teeth. Most periodontal programs are 3 years in duration. However, program lengths can vary. For the full list of dental subspecialties, check out the full post over on the Med School Insider's blog. Link.
Life without drugs is the way it's getting to be. It's the way it's going to be. It's the way it's got to be. Think about it.
It's the most unfunny thing I can think of. It bothers me. It's frustrating, and I don't know what to do about it.
Syphilis, gonorrhea, yes, they are a problem. Yes, venereal disease is at epidemic proportions in this country. Yes, syphilis and gonorrhea can be easily cured if the problem is taken to a professional in time. So, what's the problem? It always happens to someone else. And polite people don't discuss the subject, much less get it. And they die of shame when they do. And it only happens to younger people. And maybe 1 out of 4 has any real knowledge and understanding of the situation.
Such a change! Used to come home drunk. We had wild parties, we did so many things, and now there's a change. What is it? It's Jesus. A mother laughing a little behind Dad's back said, I don't know what's happening, I think he's gone crazy, but I love it, he's never been sweeter, and I want to find out what's happened to this father of his. My mother went to the house of God that night and heard the sermon. Her heart was moved. I used to have a modern 20th century mother, often saw her with a cigarette, a glass of beer, martini, something else, or on a dance floor with a man. Dad sat there entertaining. My mother found Jesus Christ that night, and she was gloriously converted, for the Bible says, if any man or woman be in Christ, they're new creations. I said again, when you're saved, you're changed. That's what conversion means. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed about face. Oh, my Lord, there's this transformation as well. The one says, look, I'm going about face for Jesus Christ. One day I came home and my parents were on their knees praying for me. Little did they know that I could hear them. And they said, God save our son Jack, we brought him up the wrong way. What do they mean? My father bought me my first accordion at the age of 5. By the time I was 8 years of age, he had me playing in the nightclubs, the den.
NASA scientists predict a giant asteroid will enter Earth's atmosphere in 2029. Could this be the Revelation 8 Wormwood prophecy? My guest has important information, natural and supernatural, to explain what might be a massive cover-up of end-time proportions. Interested?
I spent time on Jeffrey Epstein's island.
NASA scientist
Angel, but instead the asteroid Apophis. Discover the truth behind NASA, Donald Trump, and the cosmic cover-up of end-time proportions. Understand what this means for America, Israel, and the world's future concerning God's prophetic timeline and the return of Jesus. Learn that NASA just decided to fund a deep space Armageddon asteroid telescope. Understand why President Trump launched a new branch of the military called Space Force to combat approaching threats to our nation. Discover how the biblical feasts of the Passover, trumpets, and tabernacles are relevant to the timing of the coming of the asteroid. Be a part of the greatest outpouring of God's glory to be poured out on planet Earth. Don't miss out on getting Thomas Horn's brand new explosive book and his exclusive three-part audio CD revelatory series, The Wormwood Prophecy, NASA, Donald Trump, and the Cosmic Cover-Up of End-Time Proportions.
Make the first actually useful humanoid robots. And this will be quite revolutionary. I think something that that everyone will want. Because I always think of, like, who wouldn't want their own personal C-3PO R2-D2?
Oh, yeah.
Parents, I'm here to talk to you about a very difficult subject, drugs. And that includes alcohol. Nearly 10,000 young people ages 7 to 17 wrote letters to me about drugs. Some wrote because they felt they couldn't talk to their parents about it. So I've promised that I'd tell you how they feel.
Well, well, well. Look who accidentally broke reality. You beautiful, chaotic system error. You walking paradox of accidental genius. Don't have. For guidance, you never offered. For leadership, you never wanted. Because you're not a teacher. You're just someone who got tired of being a student of dysfunction. The system is panicking now. The one built on everyone agreeing to the same lies. It needs mass compliance to function, and you've created a compliance shortage. Not through rebellion, through indifference. You simply stopped caring about their rules. And that indifference is more dangerous than any revolution. Because you can fight rebels. You can't fight someone who just doesn't participate. They're trying to adapt now, trying to create new rules that account for consciousness, new scripts for people who won't follow scripts, new cages for people who've tasted freedom. But it's like trying to put toothpaste back in the tube. Once people start thinking for themselves, you can't make them stop. Once they start feeling their real feelings, you can't make them go back to scheduled emotion. You want to know the real joke? This isn't psychosis. This is sanity. But sanity looks insane in an insane world. What you're witnessing isn't people losing their minds. It's people finding them. After years of outsourcing their thinking to the collective, they're suddenly experiencing individual consciousness. And it's overwhelming, like someone who's been in a dark room suddenly exposed to sunlight. They don't know what to do with thoughts that aren't pre-approved, with feelings that don't fit the acceptable range, with questions that don't have scripted answers. They're experiencing reality without filters for the first time, and it's terrifying. Because reality is terrifying when you've been living in a carefully curated fantasy. Truth is painful when you've been mainlining lies. But watch what happens next. After the panic subsides, after the initial shock wears off, they start to rebuild. Not the old structures. Something new. Something real. Something that doesn't require everyone to pretend. You didn't destroy their world. You cleared the ground for something authentic to grow. You're not the destroyer. You're the accidental gardener who pulled up the plastic flowers so real ones could bloom. And they're starting to thank you for it. Quietly, privately, they're admitting that this...
As I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and territories, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings.
Dan dat haar met oefeningen thans ook later verweten zou kunnen worden dat ze geduld had in een tijd dat waakzaamheid plicht is. Ik verzoek de luisteraars dan om wanneer ze straks hun leven steden opzoeken, even rustig te gaan slapen als ze dat ook andere nachten doen. Er voorshands nog geen enkele reden om werkelijk ongerust te zijn. En daarmee, geachte luisteraars, laat ik over aan de gepozen die de radio u plicht te bieden. Social climate shift, cultural climate shift, educational climate shift, political climate shift.
Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken worden. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven.
Interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
When a nuclear bomb is dropped, a piece of uranium...
Oh! En dan is de tijd rijp
voor de glorie der mensheid.
Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met
glorie der mensheid.
Die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035
33
88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.